The new Disney film, The Little Mermaid, is based on a story by Hans Christian Andersen. Critic Owen Gleiberman has a review of this animated aquatic adventure.
I don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything.
Midway through The Little Mermaid, I looked around and saw the audience grinning up at the screen. It wasn't just kids, either. Even adults were unabashedly charmed by this Walt Disney fairy tale about a teenage mermaid who longs to shed her fins and become human so she can marry her handsome hunk of a prince. I was charmed right along with them. The Little Mermaid has what's been missing from our animated films for too long. That blend of comedy, beauty, and genuine innocence we remember from the Disney cartoons of 3 and 4 decades ago. Of course, the movie can't boast the originality of the classic Disneys. You never quite get the feeling the animators are creating their effects for the very first time, that they're as thrilled as kids themselves to be reinventing the physical world. Still, they've done more than just copy the Disney style. They've preserved its enchantment. A lot of the movie is set underwater, and the images shimmer with a ghostly, tactile beauty that recalls Bambi and the underwater sequence of Fantasia. Fortunately, there's more to The Little Mermaid than impressionist seascapes. It's been dressed up in satirical showbiz numbers by the same team that did the score for Little Shop of Horrors. In one of the most delightful scenes, a wily Jamaican crab tries to convince the mermaid, Ariel, that she should be grateful to live in the ocean.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time, you floating under the sea.
The Little Mermaid isn't all sweetness and light. A villainous octopus has been based, at least visually, on the late drag queen Divine, whose snarling tirades enlivened many a John Waters film. I think even Waters would admit that putting Divine in a Disney picture constitutes extremely good taste. The film's heroine isn't quite as classy. As mermaids go, she's certainly pleasant enough, with a pretty voice and a surprisingly nubile figure. Yet she's as wonderbred pure as Snow White was 50 years ago. I'm not saying she had to be the Joan Jett of the ocean floor, only that feature-length cartoons would be vastly better if the heroes and heroines weren't always so generically nice. Here, as in many of the vintage Disneys, it's the sideline characters who steal the spotlight. The standout is Sebastian the Crab, a kind of highbrow Jiminy Cricket with a knack for getting out of scrapes. The Little Mermaid doesn't try to break or even refashion the Disney mold, and it never comes close to the pop grandeur of something like Yellow Submarine. Still, it has so much humor and reverent craftsmanship, it's like a rediscovery of the primal pleasures of Disney. That's something no generation should be deprived of.
Owen Gleiberman is a Boston-based writer and critic.